It's great to be with Pastor Sister and his wife. It's going to be a great day.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Whoever is controlling the microphone, is anybody doing that?
I am.
If you could turn me up a little. I just came from 16 weeks off.
Wow.
No.
Sorry.
It turned out good. I'll tell you about that later. So I just need a little help. Okay, if you have your Bibles, please turn to Acts. Thank you. Acts 17, 26. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Thank yes. you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Acts 17, 26. All right? Got it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you please? And have made of
one blood.
Read.
All
the nations of men.
For to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined.
And hath what?
Determined.
Say that again.
Determined.
Determined.
Have you ever been determined to do anything?
Uh-huh. Come on.
Huh?
Yep.
And your husband told you no. What did you do?
Thank you.
What did you do? You're determined. Like you never did it.
Did it anyway.
Most times you do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why? Because you are
determined.
Now, think about this. God is saying, I am determined.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Can we even comprehend that? That the creator of the universe has a determination concerning you.
Yeah. Praise God.
Amen.
That is astonishing.
Yes. Amen.
Now, what has he determined? Read. Uh-huh.
The time.
The what?
The times.
Oh, the what?
The times.
He's determined your times.
Yes.
In other words, God has determined the timing of your life.
Right.
Yeah. Praise God.
How many of you are happy that the timing of your life has nothing to do with the economy?
Yeah. Wow. Amen.
Or nothing to do with Mr. Biden.
That's
or nothing to do with the Republican Party.
That's right.
It's primarily God.
God. God.
I wish it. When you get up in the morning with this thought in your mind that my God is determined, and two, he's determined to set the timing of my life.
Right. Right.
Folks, that is a supernatural thing.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Determine the times what?
Before.
Say it again. What?
Before.
Before what?
Appointed.
Or appointed.
Before the beginning began to begin, he determined your time.
Glory.
Amen. Yes, that's right.
Now, I'm going to pause it for a minute. Say before appointed.
Before appointed.
Your challenge, your disease, your pain, your attack. Didn't catch God by surprise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because before the beginning began to begin, he determined a time of glory and power and restoration.
Glory.
Yes, amen.
Huh?
Wow.
Now, I don't know if you know it. I'm going to preach today.
Hallelujah.
Read.
And the bounds.
And the what?
The bounds.
No. And the what?
Bounds.
So God has set your boundaries.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Amen.
That is why I hate it when I hear people say, I'm on a fixed
income.
Who fixed it?
Who fixed it?
Yeah.
Quit that.
Come on.
No, I want a fixed income.
Thank you, Lord.
God has determined your boundaries.
Right.
Yeah. Look at somebody and tell them, your boundaries are created by God.
Yeah. Boundaries are created by God.
Now the bounds of your what?
Habitation.
Say that again.
Habitation.
One more time.
Habitation.
That's where you will live.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
That has changed my life.
Mm.
6 months ago.
Powerful.
Changed.
Mm.
Now,
powerful.
As most of you know, I am considered, considered to be an authority on Bible prophecy. I have had the privilege to speak in the Congressional Dining Room because of my book on America.
Mm-hmm.
Congressman Mike Sawdrill and Keith Sawdrill asked me to come and talk to some people in the dining room. So I went. It's a wonderful experience. God has given me a revelation on America that you have never heard before. Never. I preach this around the country. And I really want you to preach that this morning.
Mm.
And then give me another revelation on Israel and Hamas.
Mm.
I wanted to preach that this morning. But I had to preach this.
Yes.
So tonight, it's America or Israel and Hamas.
Yeah.
And you will decide which one.
Israel and Hamas.
Wow.
I knew you'd say that. But today, my message is the supernatural force of divine timing.
Mm. Yes, amen. Wow, praise God.
Father, thank you for our dear pastor this morning. For the people that are here today that came with such joy to love you. So we pause for a moment and we say, glory to God. We say, hallelujah.
You
don't want me to preach and not your people to receive. And would somebody say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
We do not think in terms of the fact that God has a determination.
Mm-hmm.
We think in terms of the attack of the enemy. We think
wow.
in terms of
yeah.
what the enemy is saying and what the enemy is doing. We think in terms
That's powerful.
Of the things we are facing.
Yep.
We never think in the terms that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords has made a determination about our life.
Yeah.
Good.
Number two, not only has he made a determination in our life, he has determined our timing, which means that no power and no force and no circumstance and no event and no world and no political party and no man, no force, no power has the ability to set the timing.
Come on. Amen.
Amen.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Number three.
Good.
We do not think in terms that when God said this, it was before the beginning began to begin.
Yeah. That's right.
What you think is happening to you is incidental, but God knew it before the foundation of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And God decided that.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look, I want to prophesy to you the word of God
mm-hmm.
and declare to you right now,
supernatural timing has walked in to the Pentecostal
Hallelujah.
Church of God.
Glory.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Okay. I'll make it plain. Next, we don't take it to understand. We have boundaries in our life.
Uh-huh.
But man didn't set it, God did.
That's right.
Wow, that's powerful. Thank you, Lord.
Because man's boundaries are natural.
Uh-huh.
His boundaries are.
Glory to God. Supernatural.
Yeah.
And then he said, when I said, that's where your habitation will be. You will live within the power and the glory and the parameters of supernatural yes. boundaries.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Does that make any sense to any of you?
Yes.
Yeah.
So right now, before I open this word, that there is absolutely no way I can convey all of this to you. No way. I'm convinced of that. Right now, I want you to eliminate the thought that your boundaries are set by man, your boundaries are set by the economy, your boundaries are set by political party, your boundaries are set by who's the governor of California.
Right. Well, come on now.
What a nuisance in this.
Yeah, amen.
1,000 people a day leaving California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I want you
yes.
to eliminate from your mind and your thought and from the narrative of your life that your boundaries were set by a husband or a wife or by a son or by a daughter or by a critical person
Come
or
on.
By the person that doesn't like you. I am here to announce to this ministry that your boundaries weren't set by a man
right.
and wasn't set by a state right. and wasn't set by a country. Your boundaries were set by the King of Kings
yeah.
and the Lord of Lords.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory.
That God.
Well, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
That God that waved his hand and mountains rose up in majesty.
Oh, yeah.
That God that took his finger and carved out a path for the rivers.
Yeah.
That God
wow.
that stepped out of heaven, stepped into nothing,
ah.
grabbed a hold of nothing, blew into nothing, hung it on nothing and said, let there be light. And there was light.
Yes.
That God that spoke a word and a world came into existence.
Yeah.
That God that spoke a word and hung the Milky Way and hung the galaxies. That God is saying about you, I have set your boundaries.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Wow.
So right now, I want you to eliminate, no, obliterate, annihilate,
oh, yeah.
obviate. I can give you all the aids. I'm good at English. See, Pastor, you both have killed the lion and the bear.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the wolf. Now God gives you Goliath.
Oh, hallelujah. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Jesus.
This church is about to begin to walk in supernatural boundaries.
Praise God.
So if you're here today and you are living that. Or you are suffering or something's going crazy again. A family issue is creating real hell. I came to tell you that God has a determination about you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
By the way, bro, that was a good saying, man.
I love Billy Chet.
Oh.
Wannabe.
Hell.
Hey, it's a buddy by Chet, bro.
Yes.
That was good. Thank you.
Yes.
I want to do something before I continue. I want somebody right now that was able to belly things and circumstance have tried to set the narrative and the boundaries of my life. And I feel a sense of limitation.
Mm.
But right now, in the Pentecostal Church of God, I have found out that God has made a determination about my life.
Yes.
Yes.
And I believe that a miracle and a break in, a break
come
in,
on now,
and a break out can happen right here.
Yes.
Yes.
My son will be touched. My daughter will be touched.
Yes.
My grandson will be touched.
Yes.
My granddaughter will be touched. My body will be touched. My family will be touched. The ministry will be touched. The gift and the calling will be touched. The job and the business will be touched. By the Almighty God, because no man has the power to set the boundary.
That's it. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah, glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. No man.
So,
thank you.
At the count of three, I just feel the anointing of the Lord.
Mm.
Can I give you a testimony before I pray?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just
You know, you don't need to know who I am. I'm not that good of a subject. You know, but I will tell you one of the things. Besides authoring 14 books, besides having a credit college adopt one of my courses into their curriculum,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
As a doctor's degree program.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, does this kind of stuff happen?
Yeah. That's the Lord. Yes.
Say it again.
That's it.
God sets your boundaries.
Yeah.
That
yes. I'm 5'7".
That's it.
Wrong complexion with a goatee.
Keita Saldrum, who was the congressman's wife, read my book in America, said it's the best book I've ever read in America. And it's not a sales pitch, I only have two left. And the price just went way up. She said, "Holy God, I need to get this man. He looks like Saddam's nephew." I said, I'm coming. But let me give you the third thing. Thank you. Let me give you the third thing to show you that God set supernatural boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
15 members of the Israeli parliament were seeking in the world one man to represent them in 19 countries.
Wow, praise God.
They chose me.
Praise God, that is awesome.
I go down in the history book.
That's awesome.
It's on record as the only human being ever to shift a vote in the UN for them.
Wow. Thank you, God.
Amazing.
Hello, buddy.
Amazing. But God.
Because God
sets the boundaries.
Amen. Say it again.
God sets the boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which means your lives have no limit.
Right.
Absolutely.
Your gift has no limit.
How?
Your words have no limit.
How? Thank you, Jesus.
Man, your
contribution to the Republican Party has no limit.
Hallelujah.
And that's not a word from God. I don't want you to think I'm that spiritual. But right now, I declare to all of you,
yes. Hallelujah.
That God is lifting your limit.
Yeah. I believe it.
Removing your boundaries.
Yes. Whoa, bless God.
And setting supernatural boundaries. Supernatural. In your life. Yes. So be healed right now. Be delivered right now. Be sanctified right now. Be separated right now. Be elevated right now. Be lifted up right now. Take it in.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
At Compass 3, I was somebody that would say, Brother Valley, I received that.
Mm-hmm.
And I receive it into my life and my family.
Amen.
Because I love
you. Thank you, Jesus.
You know why I'm here today? I was supposed to be back in Oklahoma. But my son's wife, who is a daughter, she calls me daddy. She said, I've never had a father like you. Her sister was murdered. And I could not go home. I had to stay with them.
Yes.
And love them.
Yes.
And I called them 2 weeks ago or less. And he said, I'll have you. Thank you.
Yes.
But I knew why I was coming, you see. I have a heart for you. Because Vernon Smith was a dear friend of mine.
Amen.
He will become the same as she.
Yes.
I have a heart for you.
Yeah, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Would you ever look at a brown man? I think he represents 15 members of the Israeli parliament.
Come on, be honest with me, man.
I'll never forget this.
I'm in the mall. I have a black shirt, black jeans. I've got my cowboy belt. And I have a black vest on. So I'm looking like mafia. And I'm walking down the aisle. Just walking. And as this woman passes me, she holds her purse.
But guess what I did?
Your purse when I passed
you? Mad? She looks at me. Sherlock Belly! God, I am so happy I didn't tell her what I wanted to tell her. I just saw you on TV. Can I declare prophetically over you that God is reshaping your lives, that God is reframing your boundaries, and God is removing every boundary that has come against your life in every way today, whether it's defined by money, whether it's defined by race, whether it's defined by things, whether it's defined by people, whether it's defined by status, whether it's defined by what you own. I'm here to let you know that right now, Almighty God is
declaring.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
At the count of three, I want somebody that believes that that can happen to you and your sons, your daughters, and your grandchildren.
Yes.
Because the devil can't get you. He's not trying to get them. But they are covered.
Yes.
By the blood.
Yes.
At the count of three, I want somebody that
thank you, Jesus.
Believes you can receive that right now. I want you to stand and just give him a shout of hallelujah 5 times.
Yes.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Glory. 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 We believe.
Yes, Lord.
Da 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 da. Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody give him an amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, let me give you a Greek word. The word to determine is the Greek word horizas. Look what it means. Designated for his purpose.
Mm. Oh, hallelujah.
Marked out, I marked out like boundaries on a piece of property.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Do you have your Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Go to Exodus 12, 1 and 2. Look what he says. Determine horizons.
Means you designated for his purpose.
Yeah.
Number two, it's marked out. And number three, God has marked it out like the boundaries of a piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So what do you think about something? Is there any greater honor than being designated for his purpose?
Right.
That's right.
Nope. No greater.
Why? Because then purpose governs me.
Yes.
Then heaven is above me.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
Then my future is guaranteed.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
Then my present cannot be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Then my past cannot get a hold of me.
Yes. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Glory.
Because I am designated for his
purpose.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
The Bible says there's a time and season for
everything. Every purpose under heaven.
Under
heaven.
So when you are under his purpose, you are under
heaven.
And then he said that determined horizons means like I have a piece of property and I want to decide the boundaries of that property so that it could be sold.
Yeah.
I will go and mark it out.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So what God is saying, supernaturally, I have marked out some heavenly boundaries in your life that earth has no power.
Call glory to God.
That's right.
Do understand?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Power. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That should make a Catholic pour your beads and shout amen. That should make a Baptist dance.
Yeah. Glory to God.
A Methodist move.
Uh-huh.
And a Pentecostal have a conniption.
Yes, come on. Come on. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. This little nobody is designated for a purpose.
Yes. Come on now.
Under
heaven.
All of heaven.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I'm not defined by what race I am.
No.
No.
My complexion.
No.
My possession.
No.
What people think of me.
That's right.
No.
I am defined by the purpose.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's it. Oh, wow.
I am determined, God says to you.
Yes.
I am determined.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that'll ring your bell, your clangor's gone.
Come on.
What bigger purpose could you have than the purpose of God?
Right. There's not.
Huh?
Thank you.
Look, I was a gang member.
Uh-huh.
I was an addict.
Uh-huh.
50 years ago, they wouldn't give 5 cents for my life.
Uh-huh.
Today, they fly me around the world.
Yes.
Yep.
That's what God can do when He designates you.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you so much. Timing. Let me give you a few thoughts on timing. God's timing is totally different than yours.
That's right.
God's timing is never your timing.
Right. Yeah.
Three, in your mind, God is always late.
Yeah.
Because your timing goes like this.
Yeah.
It's linear. God's timing goes like this. It's horizontal. And because He's there, He sees around your corners.
Hallelujah.
True.
That's it. That's awesome.
There are two words for timing. Chronos. We get our English word chronology or chronological. And kairos, which means a God-appointed moment. The Bible talks about times and seasons.
Right.
The difference between a time and season is time is your chronos.
Oh.
Season is your kairos.
Ooh, I love it.
God brings a season
yeah.
into your timing.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
All right. All your pain, all your attacks, all your traumas, all your depression, all your fear, all your everything comes in your
chronos.
But what God says is in the midst of that chronos, I will send my
kairos.
Your God appointed.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Wow.
Thank Am you. I preaching okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
If I'm not, keep it to yourself. Don't care.
Bring it on.
Okay.
No
Is it possible that right now, in the midst of your cruise, in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your temptation, in the midst of your fear, in the midst of your depression, in the midst of your oppression, of your challenge, right here and
am I too loud?
No, you're fine. Bring it on.
That God is saying to the Pentecostal Church of God, I am sending your
Kairos.
Your God appointed.
God appointed. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Can I give you a testimony?
Yeah.
I don't testify much.
Mm.
But I have to.
Yes.
To show you the power. Am I going too long?
No.
Yeah. Let me know if I am.
No.
I'll go longer.
Yeah.
The pastor, I'm getting very hungry.
Mm.
Is there any place around here that sells lamb?
Nothing I know of.
Where?
It's called Happy, H-A-P-Y.
Oh, good. So that's where I'd like to go for lunch.
Where's that at?
Okay.
Oh.
Hey.
We got you. Hallelujah.
6 months ago. I have an office in California and one in Oklahoma. I do a lot of work in California. A lot in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And my secretary, who will take a bullet for us, literally, for my wife and I, said to me, why don't you come to the doctor, get a blood test? I didn't have a blood test in 25 years.
Wow.
I said, okay. So I'm on my way to Colorado. I'm at the keynote speaker at the prophecy conference, strong and powerful, getting ready to go. And I drove 4 hours from San Francisco to Bakersfield, then go to the doctor's office for a my blood test.
I said, he was happy to meet me.
Because my secretary is his friend. And he looks at me. And he looks at his test. And he looks at me. He looks at his test. He said, I'm calling the ambulance right now.
Wow.
I'm not tired. I'm not breathing hard. I'm doing nothing. He said, right now, you are having a massive heart attack.
Wow.
Are you mad?
They rushed me to the hospital in an ambulance. Did quadruple bypass.
Wow.
Wow.
Do I sound like it?
No.
What does it sound like?
Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I have been preaching for 50 years. And I've never had a real vocation. So for a year, I've been asking the Lord for 3 months off. He said, okay, here it is.
Here it is.
Except I didn't get 3 months off.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't taken one pain tablet.
Wow, praise God.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Why did I tell you that? What is the possibility of me walking in?
Yeah.
Not tired, nothing.
To a doctor's office. And have a heart attack?
Wow.
Not knowing?
That's amazing.
God's timing.
What?
Amazing.
God's timing.
Yeah.
Shilabali.
Super. Glory to God.
Laying on that bed recovering, God spoke to me this message. He said, teach my people about timing.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Praise
Five
God.
Nations invited me to come for meetings. But technically eight. I accepted five. I'm on my way. In 3 weeks to one of them. But I have a message now I never had before.
Yeah. Amen.
Devil?
Uh-huh.
You yapping hound of hell, losing loony, diabolical, dodo, stupid son. You like that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
I don't talk to the devil. I don't.
Yeah.
He's under my
feet.
So when I want to give him a message, just
write it.
I just do this.
Yeah.
So he sees two parts of me.
Right. That's funny.
Devil, you should have whooped me when I was down.
Yeah.
You should have whooped me when my faith was shaken. But look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah.
Because
glory.
In my
Chronos,
God sent his
Kairos, God appointed moment. Yeah. Glory to God. Powerful. Thank you, Jesus.
I feel like charging hell with a war pistol. This morning.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Yes.
When they ripped my chest open, I didn't feel good. Yes.
No.
Still have a scar.
Mm-hmm.
But the scar is almost gone.
Praise God.
They can't believe.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what felt good?
When
God spoke to me.
Yeah.
That's it, son. I'm not done with you yet.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Watch this. He said, your rest will be touched by my best.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God.
So when I go to these countries now,
heaven
help them.
Hallelujah.
This is a 9-point message. I've given you point one.
Wow.
Now I'm going to give you point two, and then we have to quit. And it's not on CD or flash drive yet. It's that note.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. I'll talk about that for 2 minutes. How many minutes?
Two.
Don't you hate it when preachers come and take 10 minutes to promote their stuff?
Yeah.
You know what that means? They weren't that good. I get done. I only have to spend. Because you know.
No.
And you ain't heard nothing yet.
Yeah.
Take that up to seven. Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Thank
Say timing.
Timing.
God's timing is never.
Yeah, never on time.
Because you see.
Linear.
Linear.
He sees.
Horizontal.
Vertical.
Vertical, yeah.
Okay, let me show you. Lazarus, his friend, is dying. He's not dead yet. Mary Martha send to get the Lord.
Right. Yes.
The Lord tells the guys. I'm coming, you go. Ain't what they wanted to hear.
No, not.
Come now. So he waits.
4 days. Yeah.
He comes, and the Bible says Jesus wept.
Yeah.
He goes in front of the two and tells the disciples, move the stone. Because what he was saying is, I won't do the possible.
Right.
Now, you can't raise the dead,
And
I ain't going to remove the stone. But if you do what you can, I will do what you can.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
But don't ask me to do what
you can do. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Here we go.
So they remove the stone, and what's the Bible say?
Stink.
So God's timing sometimes is that He waits for it to stink. To show now let me tell you why. If you're half dead, a doctor can raise you. If you're 3/4 dead, a doctor can raise you. But if you're stinking dead, gone like an oaky there, stinking
dead. Get out of a mirror.
Brother, then those rednecks talk a different language.
They don't say sing.
No.
They say sang.
Dang. That's true.
I moved from blue water, white sand, palm trees, brown people, a full church, television ministry, radio ministry, to move to Oklahoma. I've been living in shock for 40 years. But if you're stinking, Only God has the power to raise you up. And I wish I had somebody to know that right now, in the midst of a stinging situation, Almighty God is about to walk in and bring a miracle and bring a breakthrough and bring a power and bring a glory into your life. God's timing
is never. Never.
Why did you wait 4 days? Do you know how many days they had to examine the Passover lamb?
Wow, amazing.
Do you know how many days they examined Jesus in the temple?
4 days.
You know what they're saying? One day is with the Lord as
a thousand years.
And a thousand as
one day.
4 days equals
4,000.
What he was telling them is the Lamb of God was locked into the Old Testament for 4,000 years.
Wow.
But after 4 days,
he came out. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He was following the pattern.
Amazing.
Now, I have a whole list of that breakthrough stuff, but I'm not going to go there because I'm very hungry. One of the things after my surgery is when I have to eat. Plus, I have to see my chiefs. I know I lost some of y'all. I know by the expressions on your lousy faces. But listen, please. Sometimes in our lives, things stink.
That is true.
Sons and daughters. Friends and granddaughters. Reports of the doctors. Let me tell you what a miracle. Let me tell you what a miracle it is for me to preach to you this morning. A week ago, a congestion and cough hit me. I don't get that too often. And I said, oh God, how am I going to preach this morning? Look what the Lord can do.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, by the way, I'm not contagious. Don't look at me like that. I tell you the feeling I have tonight before. This morning, before I go ahead, I believe this church is about to enter into a time of supernatural timing, where heaven itself is going to break into your chronology.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I hope this was a blessing.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Praise God.
If it wasn't
God.
Too late.
Praise God.
Now, there are a couple of things I've got to do. There's so much more. Look, all of this. When I get back to Oklahoma, the first thing I'm going to do is go into the studio and put the entire revelation on media. Do you believe what I preached today?
Yeah. I do. Thank God.
When I preach about this now, I don't just preach it from the word. I preach it because I've lived it.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Let me say this, and then I'm going to pray with you. We have the tendency to let people affect the way we see ourselves. Yes. Remember the guy at the pool? Mm-hmm. Jesus comes, and the fellow says, I've been here.
Yeah.
He's answering a question Jesus never asked. He says, every time I go to somebody, not some devil.
No.
Somebody. When's the last time you saw a devil? Don't tell me your husband. Yeah. When's the last time you saw a person acting like a devil? On the way here. You people in California, you drive like you're blind. Oh, yeah. But I grew up driving in the Caribbean. So you ain't more mad than me. But I kind of stay under my flesh. I just let him go. So there are times in your life when you allow people to dictate the quality of your life. But today, I want to tell you that all those boundaries.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I believe it.
I can't tell you how good it is.
I agree with that.
And how good I feel to be with you this morning.
Yeah. Amen.
I feel better after lunch, but.
Yeah. Amen.
I can't tell you how good to be with you. How many of you remember me from the last time I was here?
Anybody? Good.
Two.
Good.
Three. Now, if you were here, you'd remember. I probably we had a meeting. So this is what I want to do before I spend how many minutes?
Two minutes.
And check me. For guys like Pastor, his wife, and me. That have been in ministry for a long time. It's a wonderful thing to know that our rest will be touched by God's rest.
Yes, amen.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yes,
very true.
I've done some good things. For 8 years, I spoke to kings, presidents, prime ministers, parliaments around the world. But you can never tell that by looking at me.
Right.
And for God to tell me my rest will be touched by His
rest. That's beautiful.
I can't wait for tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Would you stand?
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Will you cry out to the Lord for a
few
minutes?
Thank you, Lord.
Father, there are people here that love you, dedicated their life to you, gifted and called in different dimensions. Wherever they are and whatever they are called to do, anoint them.
Yes, Lord.
Break out of them.
Yes.
Break through them. Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Glory, glory, let these glory. People rise up in power.
Yes.
Let Pentecostal Church of God in Grover Beach rise up in power.
Yes. Glory to God.
Somebody give him a shout of hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let life
yes.
take on supernatural
yes.
boundaries.
Yes. Lord. Yes.
Somebody say amen.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Be seated for a minute. Tonight, I will either be speaking on Hamas and Israel, which will shock you,
mm-hmm.
or America,
mm-hmm.
which will shock you.
Yeah.
An amazing revelation.
Mm-hmm.
It has met the test of scholarship,
mm-hmm.
accepted by some of the major leaders around the country. Mark Meadows, I don't know if you know the name.
Yeah. Yes.
Mark, Chief of Staff of President Trump,
yeah.
went to Israel on my tour.
Mm-hmm.
He and Debbie, his wife. Then he asked me, would you be willing to come to speak to the Democrats and the Republicans in Congress as an expert in Israel? I said, sure. Mm-hmm. Then they got voted out. But better days
yes.
are coming.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
But I promise you, whatever I preach on tonight, it will rock your world. I know Sunday night is a night that people, you know, normally don't come. But it would, I promise you, it will be worth your while. All right. Let me put it this way. I'm so confident it will. I've got about 30 CDs. I've got flash drives. I've got all kinds of stuff on my table. I actually have two tours of Israel with the guide speaking and me speaking on every spot there. Two tours. Mm. But I only have one.
Do you have two in the car?
The big car, but nothing in it. So I'm so confident that you would be stunned by tonight. If you're not, go to my table and take anything you want. Pastor will pay for it.
Hallelujah!
That's called feed the flock.
And make sure and take every drink.
How about the 14 books? Have you ever read a book on the Abrahamic covenant? No. You know why?
Oh.
There's not one.
Okay.
Except there's unlocking the mysteries of the Abrahamic covenant. Let me give you one sentence in this. It is 190 pages. One sentence. Covenant will give you what promise cannot give you by itself.
Mm.
Promise points the way.
Mm-hmm.
Covenant possesses the promise.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Believe it.
I think I have about 10 of my books, so maybe 9 of them. Okay. This here is 27 CDs on one flash drive. This goes into your computer and your car. It's a USB.
Uh-huh.
It's the equivalent of a college course.
Wow. Amazing.
On this little thing.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Holy cow.
This is called an end time compilation. It is teachings on the remnant rises, mysteries of the resurrection, times of the Gentiles, the Armageddon frenzy, approaching the end of the age, what is the spirit of Elijah, the Russian invasion of Israel, the beginning of the end, restoration from devastation.
Ooh. Wow.
One minute and 30 seconds is gone. This is a bag I've put together for you. It has all a bunch of my products, and we've discounted it for you. I've got 4 of them. You're welcome to check it, and I promise you, it's material for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yeah.
2 minutes is up. Think about that. All right? So look, God bless you. Off to eat the Passover lamb.